it's Shay,
Eliana,
and Lissetti,
here to give you all the buzz.
Hey Hornets, I hope you guys had a great break and that we're all ready to get back into sports here at HHA. Girls and boys volleyball games don't start until February, but they've still been keeping busy on the court at practice. The soccer season isn't in play yet, but our girls and boys teams will also be playing on the field in no time. That's all for sports today.
Hey HHA, it's time to talk about LGP and service learning. Starting with LGP, we've had some great circles this year.
Quarter 3 is starting with the Quarter 2 recognition ceremony and a snow tubing trip this Friday. We've had some next level risers and even more double platinum winners.
Congrats to everyone who rose, made level, and got double platinum. Keep working hard and staying on task.
One possible service learning opportunity as of now is
the Band-Aid Drive, where you can earn 2 service learning hours for dropping off colorful kids' Band-Aids. This activity will end on the 30th of January.
That's all for now, but many more opportunities will be available soon.
There are quite a few interesting HHA events coming up. Next week, starting on the 26th, is Spirit Week. There's Snow Day Monday, Time Travel Tuesday, Role Reversal Wednesday, Team Spirit Thursday, and Anything Goes Friday. On Monday, dress in your favorite cozy attire. On Tuesday, dress from a different time period. On Wednesday, dress like a teacher and the teachers will dress like students. On Thursday, wear something representing your favorite sports team. And lastly, on Friday, wear whatever you want as long as it is school appropriate. February is also Black History Month, and to celebrate, teachers all over school will participate in a door decorating contest. On February 26th, from 5 to 7 p.m., there will also be Yard Fest in the Newstead Gym, a celebration of HBCU culture and excellence. I would like to give a shout out to 6th grade Evie for being the first to answer last episode's riddle. This episode's riddle is, a barrel of water weighed 60 pounds. Someone put something in it and now it weighs 40 pounds. What did they add? The first student to email me at smcgowan@hha47.org will get a shout out on the next episode. As always, no cheating, try to answer the riddle yourself, and good luck.
We also have a new addition to our podcast team. We held auditions for the Next Buzz podcast technical editor, and 7th grader Alexis Hall was selected for the job. Here to tell us a little about herself is Alexis.
Why were you interested in this editing job?
I think I was interested in this editing job because I started editing like little videos and then I got better at it, so I wanted to like see if I could show off like some of my work.
What can we expect to hear more of as you do these podcast edits?
I think you can hear more of like more sound effects and like music in the background.
How and where did you learn your editing skills?
Some of my friends were like really good at editing, so like they tried to help me like get used to editing and do.
Now to Eliana for some of the arts and entertainment of HHA.
Thanks, Lissetti. I would like to start out with some NHD highlights. We would like to give congratulations to all the people who presented to judges on NHD Day. Every NHD project we saw this year was extraordinary and unique. We also want to let everyone know about the beginners concert on February 12th for first year instrumental students in 4th and 6th grade. We're all very sad to announce that a 6th grade pet named Godzilla passed away in Humanities on January 7th, 2026. He joined the HHA family on November 25th, 2023, when the current 8th graders were in 6th grade, and was loved by all the people who passed through Mr. Farber's class. He had been on an eating strike, which is normal for a leopard gecko, but in Godzilla's case, was fatal. He lived out the last of his days with a loving class and a loving school surrounding and supporting him to his last breath. Stay gold, Godzilla, stay gold. When we're on the topic of pets that have had accidents, we would like to discuss the incident with Coral the snake. As you all probably know, Coral was good at escaping her enclosure, and did it at least twice. She was found stuck on a mousetrap. 6th grade science teacher Miss Poole took Coral to the vet, and Coral was healed from her injury, but was advised against returning to the school. Coral now lives in an animal shelter where she is cared for and happy. A guest speaker, Mr. Lucas, is here to talk about LGR now.
Hi, Mr. Lucas.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We have a few questions about LGR and hope that you can answer them for us.
I'll try.
How and why was LGR started?
LGR was started 4 years ago. Our current 8th graders were in 5th grade at the time. And we felt like the fifth graders needed something that wasn't so elementary. They were doing some of the same activities as they were when they were younger, and we thought they needed some more things to prepare them for middle school. So if middle schoolers are leaders going places, the fifth graders we thought would be leaders getting ready for middle school. So that's kind of why we started it.
What is LGR's main purpose now?
Main purpose is to get students ready for middle school. It's not as elaborate as the LGP program, but it has students focus on just two promises and focus just on their grades and their dojo average. There's no community service component, but we feel like it prepares them to get ready to be true leaders when they get to middle school.
How is LDR different from LGP?
So one is the community service, but the way we try to frame it with our students is that in middle school, they should be leaders who help other people, who contribute to the common good. In fifth grade, we try to get them to be leaders by taking care of themselves, getting themselves ready, making sure they set the right example, so that next year and the years to follow, they can help other people.
Thank you, Mr. Lucas.
You're welcome.
You brought some fifth graders with you today as well. Do you guys have any questions about middle school and LGP?
How does LGP help you in classes and grades and like service learning hours?
Well, I think LGP, it's really important because it shows us leadership and scholarship, and it sets goals for us so that we can work harder in class to earn rewards. Because in life, when you work harder, you usually earn more things. It also helps us have leadership skills and work better with our peers.
How do you feel about LGP?
I think that it's really fun, and it gets us like some of the necessary skills for like high school and college, so that when we get there, we're not totally unprepared, and it motivates us to do better in school, do better like in just life in general.
That brings us to the end of another Buzz podcast.
Until next time, this is Shay,
Lissetti,
and Eliana,
signing off.